Is this thing on?
Well, howdy, howdy, ho, 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 and Katrina A. Johnson. Yay! Welcome to this week's Uncensored Radio Live. We are here, we are queer, get used to it. How's everyone going today, folks? We're good, we're living our life. Jeffrey's looking super confused, but that's all right. I'm not going to go to Jeffrey first because
I know you were trying to say something about Katrina.
Yeah, Katrina's the boss.
Oh, it wasn't about me, it was about...
I know that better than to piss off Kitty. We're going to start with Katie today. How are you, Katie?
Oh, hey, guys. In the midst of a snowstorm, not excited about it. But, you know, if you think about it's February. And this is our first major snowstorm. So maybe we'll get out of winter somewhat unscathed. They canceled school already. So there's that.
Oh, no.
Well, I was going to say, at least you still got internet, so you're doing better than Australia right now because the internet's shit here. Like, we've lost Brookie due to shit internet.
My net dropped out. My internet is solidly working for once. I am very pleased. That's the one thing I got going for me, right?
We're making it right.
Yeah.
Making it
the
right.
One thing.
Now, Miss Katrina A. Johnston, that's a nice mug.
Beauty.
And your coffee cup's nice too, Kat.
Nice mugs and nice jugs, Katrina A. Johnson.
She's muted. Oh, she's muted herself.
You've muted yourself. Bubs.
How about now?
We can hear you now.
Oh, okay. I was saying, does anyone know how to make headphones look cute? Because I don't.
Well, you've hidden me quite well. You're making it work.
So
that said,
my
vision's impaired.
Well, I'm looking for a new book to read because I finished the Jenny Pentland book.
Great interview, by the way, guys.
That was good. I love her. I need to find something funny to read. So any recommendations, guys, put them in the chat room. Let me know what
maybe
I should
without,
hit up next.
You know, the psych wards and child abuse and all that.
Well,
kind
I was
of gonna
stuff. Tell you maybe you should start pulling off the banned book list. That's a good start.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
When are you gonna write
it? Get her social justice warrior on.
when are we getting the kitty diaries? That'd be
I actually had a book
about
deal.
That.
Yes.
Yeah. It was a $1 million signing bonus and I blew it.
Oh no.
I pissed off the ghostwriter, so we won't be seeing that anytime soon. Anytime you lose seven figures over five words. Yeah. Four words.
They were powerful words.
Four words.
Words have power, guys.
I was so mad at you.
Ghostwriters out there, she's available.
Yes, please hit me up. And you can find me here on Uncensored Radio.
There you go.
Until that next $1 million deal comes
here
through.
Here we are.
All dust.
Mm-hmm. Until then.
Until then, I'm here. Mm-hmm. How you doing?
Here we go, hawking our shit. We're making live videos on TikTok, Twitter, and on Katrina's Instagram, trying to get people to tune their asses in and subscribe on YouTube.
Oh, Coughlin, you can't write shit. Don't lie.
Oh, okay. Well, things are getting very personal, very
quickly. Very vicious. Straight up.
As we're saying, follow us on Live UCR, Instagram, and Twitter, you know, on Uncensored Radio, YouTube, all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah. What was the deal? What was the deal? If we got, we had to get tags, right, Katrina? Oh,
yes, 100 tags. And then someone will be live with us.
Yeah, so you got to tag people in the chat room. You got to start tagging your friends, people. Tag them and get them in that chat room, and we'll pull one of you on live with us.
Ryan. Yep.
Ryan.
We don't support Katie's nastiness.
It wasn't me, Ryan. It wasn't me. It was Katie.
How are you, Luke?
Look, I'm good.
Besides
I've
the
got, Lincoln
fucking mess.
No, I had to hide those curtains from our last broadcast because I'm scared that a spirit's going to, like, just come out of the I'm in my mother's house, but she's got like these old curtains. I'm in my mother's house because my internet shit itself, and it's been an ongoing saga all week. It's really quite boring, but I've had lots of interesting fights with my internet service provider. I think they think I'm like some psychopath, but I've got shit to do. Like, I can't do this shit without internet, right? I'm well within my rights to get angry. I'm paying $70 a month for this shit. And there might have been some like earthquake in Tonga or something and people lost their lives. But that is my problem? No.
Meanwhile, my God.
Arguing with service providers? Could we have a better introduction for someone? How are you, Jeff?
Yeah. Try spending $300 a month and still not being able to have a clear picture. I was watching back Jenny's interview and I'm like, cutting out, and I'm all pixelated. I'm like, oh, that's great. Great. Lovely. Wonderful. It's been a week, kids. It's been a week. I'm telling you, we've recorded a bunch of shows. We've done a lot of things.
And you went to Italy.
I went to Italy this morning with that damn... That's Stacey Clark, that son of a bitch. I'm telling you, Herb and I, we're getting closer, though. We're getting closer. Today wasn't too bad. My titties weren't shaking too much. You know what I'm saying? Wasn't too stressful. It was all right. I'm here. We survived. It's been a week.
Won't it just be like a total mind fuck if Jeff gets like super shredded? Like, that's are we going to cope with that?
That's
are we
going to
cope?
Getting back to the...
Jeff's
gonna start OnlyFans. Jeffrey, if you get super shredded, like you're just yoked, then I'm gonna take you to the beach and we're gonna film a music video.
Oh, incentives
with Jeffrey.
And I'm gonna dress up in a Baywatch bikini and do the slow run.
Yes, and then you know, I'm gonna get
you. I'm gonna get you the paddle, and you're gonna do the slow run. It's gonna be great.
I should do it anyways.
Can we do it anyway when we're over there?
Are you ready?
That's what I'm saying. I think it should happen anyways.
I'm gonna film this shit, and I want Jeff running on the beach.
Maybe
that'll be the new uncensored commercial.
Maybe Maybe we'll do Jeffrey Doesn't Cry. We'll do the music video for that because Ryan never made me one.
That's right,
kids. Ryan Coughlin, you can go look up Coughlin on YouTube. I'm not giving him shit. I'm just saying I didn't get a music video. I didn't get a music video, but I got a song. You go look up Coughlin on YouTube and you can go see my song. Even though he's
not getting a song,
it's okay. I got a song. Jeffrey Doesn't Cry.
Chris said video for Hot Load.
There you go. That's it. Kitty's doing that's like a 5 minute.
Just a little bumping. It don't mean nothing.
We're just bringing everyone's past into the light today, aren't we? It's just,
pretty much.
Just not.
Well, you know, our old co-host, Miss Karen Ashley, she had a song too. She was on the soundtrack of Mo Money, Mo Problems, right? What was the damn song? Everybody Get Together, right? Everybody Get Together. Oh, look, we got some spam going on. How exciting. We're getting spammed on YouTube.
Oh, good job.
We've made it happen, guys.
I love it.
Thank you, Barlow Parami.
I love it. So that's actually been a very exciting time for this week. I had time, you know. We were getting spammed on the inbox of the show page. And these dudes are just
going
the last, like, 19 times. Can you send up more information on your business?
What's with these people?
I really do. The one dude.
Well, what about the investor on Instagram? That entertained me reading through that.
I don't know what language they're sending. Yes. And the dude sending pictures of him in like construction gear and shit. And I'm like, do you need coasters? We have coasters. I'm like, how about a mask? Do you like a mask? I'm like, which ad? Do you mean this ad? How about this ad? And I'm just going and going and going. I'm like, listen, bitch. You want to send obsessive messages? I can send them right back. I got time today. And then I got back because they'll just post shit.
Texting.
On Instagram, they'll like constantly like, oh, DM us and you can promote your shit on this. So I'm like, keep it up. I'm going to spam you right back. They start blocking us from the pages because they're all like spam pages, right? With like fake numbers. So I let go, and then all of a sudden I realized we're all blocked from all those pages. So before I
realize that you're more annoying than them.
Yeah, I was,
and that's how you know you've made it.
So I'm like, oh, listen, kids, you picked the wrong homo. Okay, I got a lot of aggression to work out. These kids make me crazy.
Jeffrey's got nothing but time and aggression.
I am fighting with people on Twitter all day about all kinds of shit. Let's do this.
Let's do this. Mm-hmm. Well, let's actually do this because we've had a request for it already. So let's jump into this week.
Hot load of hot topics.
I just want to let you know, at your funeral, yes, we're just going to have that playing on a loop.
You know, just, I hope my really, dad, the pastor, is not there.
Really sad and slow cat.
Yeah, we'll have it in slow motion.
You know,
maybe give it a nice sepia filter. You know, sepia.
Sepia? Yeah, that one. Whatever that one is. That one.
Yep, that one.
Yep, that one.
The one that implies that it's really sad, except even though I'm going like...
Well, look, it's been a bit of a scary...
And we'll play Candle in the Wind.
Wait a minute. Well, why don't we get a better video of that? Hold on. Can we just...
Have to read
oh, are you requesting her to do it right now?
Oh, she's doing it again.
Oh,
right,
you want it now?
Oh, hold on. I'm
this one's gone in there. The next clip.
All right. Go ahead.
Okay, fine. Here we are.
Okay. Hot load of hot topics.
I still love it. I still love the original.
It's still funny.
The original is much better. I was standing for the original. It's better.
Yes. Yeah, she was gone for it in the original.
Mm-hmm. Well, you were teaching a technique when you did
that's
that.
That's true. Where's my inspiration this time?
Yeah. Oh, well, your inspiration is you're changing people's minds because it's been a scary week because we had to start out the week looking at these.
Ah!
What are those claws about?
Can I really ask seriously what is going on there? Like, can someone actually...
The way she explained it was that it was like... And Kat, maybe you can explain this because you've had your picture taken with probably all different sorts of cameras. She looks like she's full of formaldehyde. She said it was a special lens that like elongates the limbs. Does that like actually exist?
I think so. My best friend has one that has a skinny filter and it actually does. I always want her to take the pictures because it makes you long and skinny. So it was probably one of those. Even the new iPhone, the 13 Pro, if you put it like down on the ground and then you take a picture in front of it, you look long and crazy like a giraffe.
But as I said in the article, it's Nosferatu, but make it fashion.
Okay, well, that would have been a really great joke, but it's Chloe, not Kim.
But whatever, she's it's creepy. Like, these Kardashians need all the help in the world.
She did look creepy.
I want to share something with you that I actually just got. It's for the show on Monday nights, but that's what the Kardashians make me want to do. This is what your emotional support animal. It says when you pick up your new emotional support pet and it decides your problems are not its cup of tea, and the raccoon jumps off the front of the moon.
So basically, you are admitting that you are a trash scavenger.
Trash pet.
Can we agree to that?
Hey, it wasn't my topic.
I wonder if it wouldn't look so bad if, like, her nails were maybe a brighter color. Maybe it wouldn't look as creepy.
Her hands were the worst part.
Okay.
But I love the memes that have come out. It's like, this is the manicure of the thing that lurks underneath my bed.
Oh, I saw that one. That was like, hilarious. Let's grab your
it's
ankle.
It's an interesting choice.
Why is everybody caring about her hands? She looks gorgeous. Next.
It was creepy. We need distractions. Well, how about... We've got double Rihanna news this week. First up, girl's pregnant.
She looks beautiful.
She looks banging.
It's not fair.
I did not look that good pregnant. Hell, I don't look that good not pregnant. So there's
I don't look that good now. I wish I did. I might consider being pregnant. Jeez.
I wish I looked that good pregnant. I was just swollen and fat and gross. I mean, still am, but not the point.
Yeah, it's not fair.
Fuck hell.
Well, also,
we're on a good self-esteem kick today, aren't we, guys?
Well, and
Jeffrey started something in front of Carl.
She's a sugar mama now. Like, does anybody know her net worth compared to ASAP Rocky?
Oh, it's probably way different. Way different, I'm sure.
Right. Yeah. Because she also has her fashion brand that is releasing.
Oh, looking for it, kids. Brrr. Oh,
I ain't gonna look that good in it.
Luke, it looks like something you would wear on a regular basis.
This male-based lingerie.
Yeah, we need someone to try that on.
Ranges from size extra small to 3XL.
But nobody in a 3XL would wear that. 3XL. You have the audacity.
If we're running down the beach doing a Baywatch clip, I will wear it.
Her Fenty line is known for being inclusive, Jeffrey. So, yeah.
Okay, well, being inclusive is fine, but the fashion is bad. Biggest beautiful
bullshit. No.
Jeffrey, you are beautiful. Repeat after me.
No. You know what? Okay, fine. You can be biggest beautiful, but not in that. That's fucking rude. You don't go around with your belly jiggling and your fucking fat rolls and your wrinkles all hanging out and your stretch marks.
For our friends,
it's rude.
For our friends that are just listening and can't see the photo, it is definitely lingerie. It's like a see-through net, and it looks like it's probably like a see-through net man thong with a see-through net shirt that cuts off like right after your nipples. So it's really like you're wearing two band-aids.
Jeffrey, if I buy it for you, can you please do your walk in Italy?
As a black person that has bigger titties than Katie on this panel, I can say that people have no business wearing that shit. Not even a little bit.
Are you saying it's offensive?
This is what I want to talk about.
It is offensive. Let me tell you what, if I saw that person walking, wearing that shit on the beach and my kids were there, I would yell at them and slap them in the face. What the fuck are you wearing? That's rude. I cannot stand. When I see a fat bitch wearing a cutoff shirt and her fucking stomach's hanging out, it's so disgusting. It's so rude. There's nothing attractive about that.
They're living their life.
It's ignorance. No.
I find a crop top, if you don't have six-pack abs, offensive. So let me tell you I have never worn a crop top for that reason.
No.
I don't have the abs.
You don't have good friends. If your friends are telling you it's okay for you to go outside looking like that, your friends are not good friends. Okay?
Guess what, Jeffrey?
Because it
you
is
don't
not attractive
friends.
And it's not a good look. I would never wear something like that out in public. I don't even wear short sleeve shirts because I don't think people that have flappy arms should be going out with sleeveless clothes.
Well,
it's
hold
not
on.
Attractive.
I can't
it's
even
not
be sleeveless.
Look.
That's rude.
You can have all the confidence in the world. You can have all the confidence in the world, but come on, let's be realistic, okay? You can feel good about yourself, you can have confidence, but you don't have to be showing off nasty, flappy skin to the whole world. Come on!
So now I'm gonna buy a crop top, and I'm gonna show you my mom.
Bitch, and I'll tell you to put it away! I'll tell you to put it away!
And I will not put it away. Will not.
I think all right, guys, we're missing the
point. This is my favorite red ever. It really is.
We're missing the point. So,
exactly?
It is lingerie for men, which is obviously not meant to be seen in public. But why is it different?
Thank you, Lashana.
What if they got like a really hairy bum and all the hair be sticking through that lingerie?
Wait a second. Why is it different? Why is it different for larger female bodies to be fetishized as, you know, sexy and amazing and all that kind of stuff and body positivity? And then the majority of the comments on this article have been, oh my god, that's disgusting, and laughing emojis. What does that say about
Because I guess it's quite feminized lingerie. Like men, it's just something that's not ever traditionally been worn by men.
There's a difference.
I know the world's
changing. Plus size model. There's a difference between a plus-size model, you know what I mean, or a full-size woman, you know what I mean, and morbid obesity, you know what I'm saying? 3X, which is, you know, around me, I got no business wearing see-through clothes in public. None. Absolutely not.
What about a thong, Jeffrey?
Who's absolutely right not. Absolutely not. And as a person whose marriage ended in part because of his overweightness, you know what I'm saying? I'm here to tell you. You know what I mean? I was aware of what was going on. It's not attractive, kids. It's not. You just got to be realistic about it and deal with it. You know what I'm saying?
So you're holding on to your trauma and projecting it onto other people.
It's not trauma. It's not trauma, Katie, because here's the thing. Even before that, I've never been attracted to a fat person. I'm never going to be, right? That's okay, not so that's me your being thing. Right. That's your thing. Not how many people are. Not many people are. They're just people, not going to say it because it makes you look like a shitty person.
I beg to differ. I would say a lot. I would say myself and a lot of my friends have been accused of being chubby chasers. There's a name for us.
There is nothing wrong with a person who is comfortable in their body wearing clothes that they feel good in. There's nothing wrong with it. It does nothing to affect your
day. I'm not saying that. But when your guts are hanging out all over and you're morbidly obese, it's not a good look.
You just
I'm not saying somebody that's pleasantly plump. I'm talking about morbid obesity. It's not cute.
It's not your business. It is
if you're putting it in my fucking face. If you're in public, it's my business. I can see
it. Right? Clothing is everyone's choice, except if you're Minnie Mouse. Because Minnie Mouse is not allowed to wear a pantsuit. Because it is destroying the fabric of our society, says Candace Owen.
Oh, it look. You know why? Because it looks too much like Hillary. She can't deal with it.
What the fuck is this bitch?
Isn't
on
it just
about?
For like an event or something? She's wearing. She's gonna go back to her little polka dot dress.
It's Women's Month. It's Women's Month.
It's just like, a pantsuit.
I don't think anything's wrong with it. Yes, okay. Suit. She's a traditionally very, very feminine character. Okay, I get it. But these are New Times people. Hello, women can have jobs. Have you seen Barbie? Okay. She's an astronaut and a doctor. Okay. You could do it all. You could be a woman, wear a pantsuit, power to the women. Just bust it out, Minnie Mouse. Good for you.
And you can wear lingerie.
Oh,
it's
no,
you're right, Jeffrey.
As long as you are a certain size.
Like, who gets offended over Minnie Mouse? Like,
Candace Owens.
Tucker Carlson. And,
oh, that's Eminem's, though. That's Eminem's.
More
though.
Like, she needs
no, he
more
was pissed about this, too.
Oh, he was pissed about that. Well, that's not shocking, I guess.
He's always pissed about.
Tucker Carlson's just upset he can't fuck the green Eminem anymore. We all know
that's
it.
That's true.
Like, so I've never seen people so upset about candy. It's like, oof. You weren't gonna. I'm pretty sure if the green Eminem was a woman, she wasn't gonna fuck you in the first place, dude. Like, calm it right down. I can't calm down.
Woo!
Because Hocus Pocus 2 is coming out in October. Everyone, shut the front door. We're gonna have an amazing Halloween when we're over there, guys. We're gonna have to watch Hocus Pocus 2.
Yeah, we are
going to have to.
Work my pussy out. That's going to be
on
amazing.
Jeff's couch. Oh, can we have like a whole little slumber party?
No,
we
will be in California by then.
Oh, okay.
You're going to be in my territory.
So we're going to have a sleepover at Kitty's.
I'll make you a deal. We can have a sleepover here. I have all the snacks in the world. We just can't talk about it till October.
Okay.
Sure.
I like the other topics for tonight way better.
That costs extra.
All right, let's keep moving then.
Speaking of winning, this bitch is winning.
Oh, yeah, she
is. Erica Girardi / Erica Jane has been dismissed from the lawsuit of Girardi and Keese against her former husband, Tom Girardi, and the embezzlement of funds for plane crash victims. Oh.
When I saw this news article,
she is going to go after Sutton so hard next season of Real Housewives. And I'm going to fucking devour it. They're in Colorado at the moment.
Well, Katrina, you were saying earlier on live that it was only dismissed in Chicago.
It was only dismissed in Chicago. Oh. So they're going to come after her again in California, where she was living at the time, where she's still living, and where the husband is living, and where all the money was transferred. And
so she might do a franchise swap, eh? Uh-oh. She might just end up in another city.
I mean, she might end
up Erica.
She's in trouble.
Yeah. I mean, they still have to prove that she knew where the money was coming from. But I don't know.
Look, I stand Erica. She's my boo.
I love her. She's my favorite one of all time ever.
It's expensive to be Erica.
I would not be visiting that man in the home.
But now, the irony of that song. It's expensive to be me. And then she got $20 million from there.
sorry about the fact that you're a burn victim and my husband stole all your money, but
yeah, sorry I need new extensions. Plane crash, but
and I still don't give a fuck.
She's all about it. I love it.
Yep.
All right. We have to talk. I'm sad Vera's not here today because she would have went rank as a Frankfurt. 45's back at it again, y'all. So he's kicking it off, like threatening to run again for president. On the platform of teasing pardons for the people that were involved in the Capitol insurrection and banning transgender people from sport.
I'm excited for the shenanigans. That's all
Jeffrey,
I've got to say.
Are you, like, of course you're excited moister than an oyster at the thought of another campaign?
No, because they took him off Twitter and everything. So, like, the excitement of him was, like, you never knew what he was going to say that day, right? Like, that was kind of the fun part. Was like, I can't wait to get on Twitter and see what this crazy son of a bitch is going to do today. And, you know, you're like, he can't possibly top what he said. And then he always did. That fun is gone. So it's like, I don't care anymore. Like, he just needs to not come back. He needs to give up at this point. He needs to just go away.
You don't think because he's banned from those platforms.
He's not.
He's banned from those platforms that the stunts will be bigger, though?
Yeah.
Sorry.
I was just going to say, he has his own networks now. He has the own network. He has his other network that's his. So
it'll get retweeted, Jeff. Don't despair.
He's not just limited to his own Twitter that someone else owns. No. This mofo has taken over other actual news channels.
Yeah.
And
with all that money.
And I honestly think that we should put together a GoFundMe account so that we can buy me a Save America red hat. So that I can wear it the next time Vera's on.
Are you really trying to set that girl off?
Good morning. She will come and shit in your grave.
Yeah. She will come find you.
Listen, I know, we need a little more tension on this show, man. I think it's perfect. Just what we need.
Someone was saying in the comments that if he doesn't declare that he's actually running, that he gets to keep all of that fundraising money.
I don't think that's how
I don't know
works.
If that's true or not.
Well, that have a look in the comments on the article, but I'm like, it's millions of that people are. Oh, Christopher's going to gift you the hat.
Thank you.
Inbox the page, Christopher. We'll work that out for you.
We'll send you the address ASAP.
Why does Trump need help financing anything if he's this rich? He's as rich as he believes to be.
He has.
Because why not? He's rich because he don't spend his money.
Mm-hmm. They're digging.
I have an opinion about his ban on trans people in sports.
Go for it.
Yep. You're not going to like it.
I don't think male to female trans should be competing against women either.
I agree 100%. I really don't agree that I should be competing in a sport with someone that was born as biologically a man. I don't think that's fair. I don't have a problem changing in the locker room or any of that, but if you're going to be in the same competition as me, I don't think that's fair. I worked my ass off to qualify for the Olympics and I made it twice in two different sports. But if you are now going to put someone up against me that is bigger, stronger, they're going to win. And it's going to be beyond my control, and that's not fair, because the competition like that is supposed to be even body size, even composition, and just based on skill. Well, if you bring someone else in that was born with some other composition, it's not fair.
Well, here's a counterpoint. So Michael Phelps was born with this deformity where his body produces less lactic acid than a normal body would, so he doesn't get tired as easily. So that man can go the distance.
Mm-hmm. So he didn't change his body.
He's at an advantage there. But he was born that way.
But he is at an advantage. Is it fair that he can do that?
Yes, because he didn't change himself.
How much of an advantage is that over, like, he's still in a weight class and a muscle mass that's pretty much equal? You know what I'm saying?
But,
like,
person his size, let's say they could go like 20 laps, a normal person who has trained the same amount. Let's say that. He could probably go double that because he's not getting tired and he was born.
I think, Katie, you got to bring up things like, especially contact sports, especially things like UFC, where you've got somebody who's transitioned fighting somebody born female. Bone density is different even after hormone treatment. I'm really sorry, but it's not fair. And this is not to deny anyone their humanity or to be respected as a transgendered female at all. It's just the facts are the facts. Somebody with heavier bones is going to hit harder than somebody who is smaller from birth.
Well, I'm just confused why you think that they can't compete with an advantage, but someone who was born with it can totally do it. They both have advantages.
Someone who was born with it didn't. Well, then
why can't we just take steroids? Why can't we just take steroids? Like, it's fun for China to do it in WWE because it's like fake and it's scripted.
Wasn't there? But well, didn't one of the fights happen where it was a transgendered male to female, and it was against a born
yes, and female person,
and they got. It was not good, right?
Yeah, she.
I mean, I don't know what the answer is here. I don't have a very solid opinion on this because I don't know. I don't know because it just there doesn't seem to be an easy answer.
It wasn't what the story was out there.
And here's my opinion on it.
What's the story, Katie?
Why man. Don't do sport.
I don't remember, but I remember reading that she explained that like that injury can happen to anyone. Like I could do it,
but
too.
It didn't. It didn't happen to anyone.
A man could do it to another man. A woman could do it to another woman.
But they and they haven't.
But they do. But they do.
But why
do these injuries happen all the time?
So you're just saying it was highlighted more because of the situation.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
All right, I mean, that could be. That could be. We'll talk about situations that need highlighting. Mm-hmm. Jeffrey, get ready.
Why am I getting ready?
The Crumb Bums. Ethan Crumbly is going to plead insanity for his shooting spree. You've had a lot to say, and on Monday you guys say a lot about mental health. Do you think that this is a legitimate mental health issue, or is this panic stations get me out of?
Well, I think anyone who's going to shoot up a school is insane. But where do we draw the line with insanity? Mm-hmm. Jeffrey.
Well, I think there's a difference between pleading insanity to get out of dealing with the consequences of it, right? Mm-hmm. Because if your parents handed you the gun, bought you the gun when you were underage, like there's a whole slew of things. Like just because you're mentally ill does not mean that you don't have to face the consequences of the situation. So sorry, don't pass go. Do not collect your $200. You're still going to jail, boo. Like, but yes, again, this still, for me, it's not a gun issue. This is a mental health situation because nor him nor his parents were clearly in a mentally sound
chemically
state
stable.
Yeah, none of them.
But okay, sorry, Kat.
I was just going to say, what if they accept his plea and lock him up in a mental facility for the rest of his life, like straitjacket style? Would you be okay with that?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's actually probably more fitting because I think we should be studying these kind of cases, right? Like, we need to study their mental health and find out, like, is this really a mental health case? Like, we should be studying their brains.
What if they're just a sociopath?
And that could be, but let's find out. Don't you think we should, instead of locking them up in a cell? Like, wouldn't we find out more doing research on them?
Yeah,
It's slightly offensive that they go to insanity. Like, do you know what I mean? There is evidence of, you know, planning and intent and all that kind of stuff.
Well, just because they did it or they go to that doesn't mean they're going to get it.
I know, the families of these of the people that, you know, had to go through this is just another kick in the fucking teeth, right? It's like, hey, not only did you get away with shooting these people and, you know, changing lives forever. But now you think you can get out of jail free card by claiming that you're insane. It's like,
there's a difference between being like clinically insane and having a break in reality or a mental health crisis, right? So you can have a break in reality and go shoot something up, or a mental health crisis and go shoot something up, and still not be clinically insane, you know? Mm-hmm. So this whole thing of him, like, premeditation, his parents buying the gun, and trying to do insanity plea, like, to me, is just bullshit.
Doesn't add up.
No.
Give him the green dream. Give him the green dream.
But, like, mental health is, you know, a big issue. Like, we've look at for Miss America this week. Someone that should be living the dream. Do you know what I mean? I think that a lot of people,
she had it all. You know, she's a solicitor.
When you get to a certain level of notoriety / celebrity, people think you've got it all, right, Kat? They think that you, nothing ever phases you. Nothing. Sorry, right before you take a drink.
No, it's fine. Yeah, people also, people think you're rich. People think you're perfect. People think you're living on easy street. Yeah. They think your life is, you know, amazing, all sunshine and rainbows. And it can be, but, you know, the two are mutually exclusive, in my opinion.
And sometimes money, more money brings more problems, right? Mm-hmm. You don't know. You don't know the people can, around though. You.
Yeah. And people come out of the woodwork wanting something from you. Your whole family wants to go to college and have you pay for it, which if you're balling,
and it opens up stuff inside you as well, I'm sure, going, well, I want to give back to the people that gave to me, and I want people.
Well, look what happened to MC Hammer. He just kept giving his money to his family, and he went broke.
Bankrupt. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You can't put respirators on everybody.
Right.
Well, even, you know, one of the very first shows we did, Leah Remy was on right after she got fired from the talk, and she was talking to us about, you know, when you have the money, you do things for the family. Maybe you buy them a house, you do this, but, you know, people think you're rich, but you got to pay an agent, you got to pay this, you got to pay that. So maybe you're making, you know, $500,000 an episode, but by the time it's done, you're really getting $100,000 an episode because you're paying taxes and everything, whatever else. So it's real, but it's not, you know what I mean? Like, it's not as much money as what everybody else thinks. And then you're living in California. So when you're walking away with $1 million a year in California, when you look at what it costs to live off, it's really not what everybody thinks.
And it's still a job. If you're going to support a whole family, like extended family, then that's not going to get you very far here.
Look at what they did to poor Brittany. Keep working, girl. Mm-hmm. You keep working. Mm-hmm. You keep working. Speaking of the talk, let's talk about The Rival, The View, and Whoopi.
She's looking rough. She has a face for radio these days.
Whoopi's in a whole lot of trouble.
Whoopi made a whoopsie.
Put some graphics in for this, too. I don't know if you saw them. They should be at the bottom. I put them in under Anna Renata stuff.
Is this it here? No, that's next one.
Yeah.
Yes, that one. This one.
But, yeah, but we don't need that right
now. So let's just talk about it first, why she's in trouble. So it's Holocaust Remembrance Week, I guess, over there, everywhere. And Whoopi said that the Holocaust was not about race. Now, obviously, that was a massive faux pas on her behalf. It has led to, obviously, a lot of outrage from everywhere. She did formally apologize, but she has been put on break from The View for 2 weeks to learn and deal with the repercussions of her actions. There's been a lot of conversation, even on our page, about the difference between race and religion. So is this what we're going? This is where we're going, Jeffrey?
Well, I think too, it's important to put the context that she was saying that this wasn't about race; it was about man's cruelty and how, you know, just being inhumane. So it wasn't like,
I think Whoopi was probably thinking because it wasn't just Jews persecuted during that war. It was political criminals. It was homosexuals. It was a lot of other groups of people as well. So I think
she was specifically talking about
she didn't have malice in her. Yeah, she didn't have malice in what she was saying. Yeah, but a lot of other people died in the Holocaust.
The interesting thing, though, that I learned, because I kept looking it up, and there was different things on different pages, and there really, I guess, isn't a clear picture of this, right? Because I messaged Richard, you know, Sugar Daddy Richard, you met him, and Richard happens to be Jewish. And I said, Richard, do you consider Jewish people to be a race? And he said, no, it's not a hard rule. And you look at the definition of race, and it says a group of people, any one of the groups of human that are often divided into based on physical traits regarded as common among people of shared ancestry.
Well, I would argue that there is physical traits that a lot of Jewish people have.
Right. Just like you look at Italians, you look at Irish people, right? You could go all these different races. But then if you look at this next thing, come to find out you do more research. The idea that the human species is divided into distinct groups on the basis of inherited physical and behavioral differences, genetic studies in the late 20th century refuted the existence of biogenetically distinct races, and scholars now argue that races are cultural interventions reflecting specific,
attitudes and beliefs that were imposed on different populations in the wake of Western European conquests beginning in the 15th century.
So basically they're saying that race was designed by people to divide people.
By white folks, basically.
Yeah. So it was actually kind
colonizing
of
colonizing white folks.
It was kind of surprising to me because there's not really a clear answer anywhere. Because there was another study that I learned, I think I shared it on the page, where it talked about Jewish people and the genetics and that they're predisposed to some different cancers.
Wouldn't that qualify? Definitely says that they are a race.
Yeah, and it's just like there's different even lung capacity, like lung function and stuff. Like we actually have, when we do a spirometry on somebody, we have to select their race because then it will marry up with the parameters that their lung function should be functioning at.
But if you look at everything when you go to select race, it doesn't say, are you Jewish? It says Caucasian, Latino,
non-Hispanic,
African-American. Yeah.
Again, something that doesn't have an easy answer, but I think
the crux
of the matter is that the Holocaust was a horrible thing. horrible moment in human history.
I want to ask Katie, do you think it's right for 2 weeks off of Whoopi for what she said, for her whoopsie?
I don't really have a place to answer this because I'm not Jewish. Two, I don't have any ancestors that went through any of that. And I'm not a person of color. I'm not Black. It's people like me that oppress them. So, like, it's kind of weird for me it's kind of weird to make these statements like, oh, yeah, this is what I think.
But it's not making a statement. It's having an opinion. And that's what the show's about.
My opinion is that I don't know. I
think she's allowed to have that opinion.
I
don't know.
I have one. I think Whoopi is wrong. I think 6 million people getting eradicated from the face of the earth does show that they are a race, and 1 million children just being extinct because they were born Jewish. I think that is about eradicating an entire species, an entire race of people. So I think she's wrong, and I think honestly she should have been fired. I don't think that she should be saying those comments that are so grossly offensive to people. Look at Roseanne was fired in nanosecond, and Whoopi just gets a little sit in the corner.
I'm definitely on the side of the people who been through it, have family that went through it. I'm definitely on their side for sure.
I did think that was interesting.
So we're talking a lot about opinions and all that kind of thing. We're going to jump straight into this week's view from here. I love the shock. Now, when we were on air last week, this was all unfolding. So late last week, Neil Young decided that he would withdraw his music from Spotify because of the COVID misinformation that Joe Rogan was spreading through his show. That then spread to Joni Mitchell also joining Neil Young refusing to let Spotify circulate their music. Those actions led Spotify to a $2 billion loss on their worth on the stock market. But Spotify have stood with Joe Rogan because he is their top, you know, top earning star. And he's their star. The question this week is obviously about free speech. When does free speech become dangerous? And when can you negate free speech? Now, Jeff, you've been doing a little bit of research into free speech. So what have you got to say for us today on the American behalf?
According to the Constitution, he can say whatever he wants. I mean, really, at the end of the day, this is about money and Spotify. He has the right to his opinion. He can say it in public. Whether we like it or not, it doesn't really matter. You know what I mean? Like, that's the part of the First Amendment. Everybody's entitled to their opinion, and they can say it publicly. It doesn't matter if we like it, if it's racist, if it's bigoted. They're entitled to say it publicly. And I think that's the most difficult thing here. And I think the trickiest part of this is the misinformation bit. And that was the part that kept getting stuck with me, because I'm like, okay, so he has controversial guests on, doctors, different things on, that he's asking questions to, and they're giving answers that other doctors don't like. But I think back to when COVID first came out and we were getting given all this information. Nobody knew what the real answers were. We were told the vaccine was 95% effective against COVID-19. Come to find out, that's bullshit. That was misinformation, because everybody I know that's had the vaccine has COVID. You can't tell me those are all breakthrough cases. And now if you say anything against it, you're getting banned from social media and your show's getting shut down on YouTube, which we might be for me saying what I just said. So, I mean, I kind of have a big issue with this. I mean, the horse pill stuff, where's the personal accountability? If you're listening to a dude on a podcast, because we're all people on a podcast, right? We all have opinions. It's an opinion show. Correct. He's not an expert. He's never claimed to be. So if you're listening to a person on a podcast and they tell you to go jump off a fucking bridge and you go jump off a fucking bridge, whose fault is that? You're not responsible for your own actions? When did we become a society of people that started holding other people accountable for our actions? It's a cop out.
Counter.
Go.
Go ahead.
One, free speech, does that mean you can say whatever the hell you want to say? Because you can't walk into a building and scream fire. You can't. You'll get kicked out, whatever. You are violating those private rules. Free speech, sure. You can get on a podcast and say, oh, hey, COVID's fake, blah, 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 blah. But if you violate Spotify's rules and regulations, your ass is going to get kicked off. Just like what's been happening on Twitter. If you are violating a private set of rules that you agreed to, by the way, when you sign up for these things, they can kick you off. That's just the way it is. Number two, with the vaccine thing, show me the numbers that say that's wrong, because no one's ever said it was foolproof. It's just like the flu shot. It helps alleviate cases. It doesn't cure it. And I think that's where a lot of big problems are here. People think it's a miracle cure, and that's not what it was meant to be. It's not. And as for Joe Rogan, he's bringing on people who are claiming to be experts in fields that he is claiming he's spouting these opinions on. So yes, it is irresponsible when these people say, I'm an expert in my field. This is what I'm saying. And it's wrong. And it's misinformation. It's bullshit. Freedom of speech only covers so much.
I disagree.
Kitty. Kitty.
I think that if you want to say whatever you want to say, say it on a podcast. Just don't call yourself a doctor. So I'll tell you, hey, I think vaccines work. I think that's why we've eradicated polio for the most part. Tuberculosis is under control. I think that's why people aren't dying of the plagues anymore. But I'm not saying anything for certain. I'm not saying go jump off a bridge because I'm not a doctor. But I can tell you that I jumped off a bridge once and I thought it was really exhilarating. I went for a nice swim afterwards and it was great. I can do that because it's my podcast and I can give you my opinion and that's perfectly fine. If I were to say I am a physician and I am telling you that it is the best thing for you to go jump off your roof right now and break your leg, well, then I can see that could be a problem. But if I'm not representing myself as a doctor and I'm not claiming to be a medical expert myself, I don't have a problem with that.
Right. Kitty, which episode did you listen to? Did you listen to the horse?
Yeah, I'm trying to look up the one I listened to.
When he was telling people to take ivermectin, which is
most
people treat parasites.
It's not Joe Rogan that's saying this.
Let's go to... All right, let's just go to Luke because he is the one that is working in the medical field and has like firsthand experience with the whole vaccination process and everything that has gone on in the last 18 months. So, Luke,
your opinion. Telling people to take a horse strength dose of a medication that is used to treat worms, scabies, and other parasites to treat a virus is completely baseless. Who knows what he gets his ideas from? I don't know. I do think though that because he's an American and he's on a podcast, the podcast is not being broadcast as medical advice. It's just his opinions on shit that he can express them. I just hope that the people listening to him can take everything with a grain of salt and make their own decisions about stuff. I think it's not, you know, if that's the hill they want to die on, then see ya. Bye, bitch.
So my question, if someone like him who does have a huge, huge, huge public profile, does he have a responsibility for what his listeners do?
Look, the thing is though, why do people listen to him? Why are they listening to him? Like, he why obviously has something.
For entertainment, not for medical advice.
Exactly. I just want to pull this up here. It was Dr. Robert Malone.
Yeah, what?
Hold on, look at this. Look at what's up there now.
Yes, so this is all right. So this has just happened. So this is further part of the story. Spotify have gone, you know, done their due diligence. Now anything that mentions COVID-19,
that's what I was going to say. I just think the disclaimer hours worth of is enough
and stuff like that. There is disclaimers on there, which is all they really legally need to do.
Well, and Katie, when you were listening, did he say anything like, I'm not an expert, you know, do your own research? Like, what was he saying?
It was mostly the doctor making these statements. It wasn't Joe Rogan. That's the thing.
He has just recently made a statement.
It's his
guests that are saying it. And he has just said recently, the last couple of days, that what he should have done is gotten someone else on the opposing side and like a journalist should give you the facts on both sides and let your audience decide.
And he said moving forward he will. So between him moving forward, giving both perspectives, and Spotify leading you in the right direction where you can get the latest and greatest up-to-date scientific medical information, what else can you do? That's it.
So what's the guy?
Say what you want to say. Say what you want to say on an entertainment show.
It was this guy in particular, a doctor, an actual doctor.
Yes. Actual doctor.
Yes. So he was a legitimate doctor.
Yes, actually.
That was claiming that the horse pill actually worked.
Mm-hmm.
So there could be in the realm of fucking small ass possibilities, the man's a doctor. There could be some truth to it. Did he have research? What is he basing this on?
Here's the thing. It is used to treat humans, but it's in a much, 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 much smaller dose. It is used, and it's not used for...
But they're saying Viagra can also be used now to help with COVID because it helps with blood perfusion.
Right.
So, and, you know, they're getting more oxygenated blood to their organs.
Getting immunity, babe.
I have a stockpile of Viagra. Why have I not been using it?
But didn't the president of the United States want you to inject like cleaning fluid into your bodies? Like,
yes. That's not what he said. The virus?
I don't think he said that.
It's not what
that was completely.
So the episode I listened to was Dr. Robert Malone, and this man is a groundbreaking scientist. I mean, the man is like the best of the best in his field.
He was involved with the mRNA vaccine.
He was one of the original people to roll out that patent.
So this guy's a genius.
Yeah. So this guy could have done a lot of good.
What you're saying?
This guy could have done a lot of fucking good, and instead he is going the other route.
But does that mean that he's wrong?
Yeah. People have come out and said he's wrong. Like other doctors have said, you're wrong.
This is my final question for you guys. Because it's him saying it, is that Joe Rogan's fault at all?
No, and that's what I'm saying. It's not Joe Rogan. It's his guests that are being irresponsible.
But why does that then go back on him? Because he's taking
Couldn't we have certain guests on here that we could give a voice to?
But we had the huge fight backstage because Vera didn't want to have people with opposing views that had QAnon takes on shit, right? We all had that huge fucking fight because nobody wanted to have people that had different takes than us. Everybody wanted to have fucking liberal-viewed people on the show with different views. Right? Like, I want to have opposing views because obviously we got a big problem in this country where half the country believes all this crazy bullshit, right? So to me, it's important that we have somebody representing half of this country or half of the world, whatever, that believes all this crazy bullshit.
It's not that you didn't want opposing views. You didn't want someone spouting conspiracy theories and blatant bullshit.
Right, but then that's where, we can take precautions. But then that's where we put up our little banners that say the thoughts and expressions presented by so-and-so are the, you know, by the person or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, that's not our view. That's the person's. And that's where we have the discussions. Because I feel like that's how we get through to people, is by having the discussions and talking shit through. Because us just pretending that it doesn't exist, or just doing this and trying to shut Joe Rogan down, this is how shit goes south and everybody ends up in trouble. Like, this is how we're going to end up in big trouble as a country, because we're like, oh, we don't like that Joe Rogan's having on questioning people. And oh, the guy's a genius, but we don't like what he's saying because he's talking about a horse pill. So we need to shut all this down. And Spotify needs to lose all their business. And we're going to pull our music from Spotify because we don't like what Joe Rogan's saying. And granted, the man does say a lot of racist shit, and it's really concerning to me. That's a whole another issue with
that's
this dude.
That's another show.
Yep.
Right.
But
that's a whole
other
show.
Doctors coming out and saying this guy is giving dangerous information.
Right. But you know what, Katie? Doctors in the 50s prescribed cigarettes. Look what they did to Judy Garland. The medicine that they prescribed that woman that was proven to be safe killed her. You know what I'm saying? So we've got a vaccine that hasn't been out long enough that they're saying is safe, that we're all injecting into our body now, and the man's questioning it, and now we're on a witch hunt against him. I'm sorry, but that to me seems like we're doing exactly what everybody's accusing the right of doing with Donald Trump. Like, we're being the crazy ones as the liberals now going after Joe Rogan because he's asking difficult questions that nobody likes. Just saying.
When it comes down to it, I guess no one is ever going to agree on everything. And the good thing about, you know, everyone is that you have an opinion and everyone is entitled to opinion. And you are responsible for your own actions. You don't, just because a podcast tells you to do something or a book tells you to do something or a doctor tells you to do something, you don't have to do it, right? Everyone is born with free will, free choice, all that kind of thing. So to end out the show this week, I'm going to give you the return of What the Fuck Weekly.
What the?
Because doctors highly do not recommend inserting a 20 centimeter live eel into your anus.
Oh.
So it'll this eat was through done. You.
Why did this happen?
This was done in China. Mm-hmm. And it was in order to aid his painful stomach problem and blockage.
Yep.
So to release the tension, the man set free a live 20-centimeter eel into his colon.
Very sensible.
And the eel went like this.
Yes, he did. It swam up his colon and punctured through his abdomen. Apparently, the man was too shy and embarrassed to go to the hospital.
And died of septicemia?
Until it became quite obvious that, you know, shit had well and truly hit the fan. I don't know why anyone would think it's a good idea to put a live animal in your anus, right?
I've read apparently about things it happened like this before, and it is for pleasure. They do it for the pleasure.
Well, we all remember the lobster lady from last year. She bought a lobster from the market, lit a lighter to its head, so it inserted it inside herself, so the tail would go crazy.
Oh God!
Vibrator.
I'm not trying to yuck anyone's yum, but come on.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Yeah, a vibrator will cost you $20, lady. What are you doing?
And they probably have something like that, honestly.
An eel is going to cost you a lot more in surgery because it's just not a cute. Just go get a colonoscopy or like a fucking
take some laxative
or something. Just flush yourself out.
Don't they have like a spa treatment that's like a colon flush or something like that?
They have
enemas at the spa.
Yeah.
There you go.
Maybe that could be our new business. We can sell like anal eels.
Anal eels. Uncensored radio.
I've heard of anal ease. Now there's anal eels to go in after.
It just makes, yeah. Look as if eels are.
What? That's a thing. Anal ease. You put it on there before you in.
I know what it is.
Speaking of ease,
have you used it, Katie?
I have not.
Listen. I just want to ease something right in, guys. Make sure you go back and watch our Wednesday interview with Jenny Pentland. It was Roseanne Barr's daughter. Me, Kat, and Kelly did an interview with her about her book memoir. It was crazy. It was yummy and delicious. It was a crazy journey and a ride that book was. So go check that interview out. You can catch it on uncensoredradio.com. Make sure you subscribe. And then Monday, we have the new show. How did we end up?
Did you change the name again?
No, it just doesn't remember.
Can never remember the every time. I never remember the damn name. I always have to like look at the flyer that I made. And do you know how many times I've typed the damn name? Can never remember it. So that's Monday nights at 9 p.m.
While you're plugging stuff, I want to plug that. Look, Brooke and I sat down with three wrestlers from the Aussie wrestling scene, and we had a little chat about just the industry and some crazy stuff, and they're all good-looking people. So that one will be coming up on a Tuesday night for you guys very soon. Whoa.
And next week we have Anne and Renata coming back on as well. We've just done a little show with them. So there's plenty of action coming at you from Uncensored Radio. Make sure you jump on all of our social medias and give us likes, follows, all that kind of stuff. So if you're already on Facebook, hello.
And to the seven people watching this, if you're on Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, please share.
No, they don't
show
our Twitter watchers on here. They don't show the Twitter watchers.
And can I say to
go
Drew,
share and retweet.
And Drew, yes, I will send you some lemonade. It'll only cost you $1 million. Be sure to hit us up on Venmo, Cash App, PayPal, any of the apps. We got you.
She'll
squeeze it herself.
We love you all. Thank you for joining us.
Share, and subscribe.
Yeah, like, share, and subscribe. We'll see you soon, guys. Bye.
Can we just read these comments quickly?
Remember, it's not the way you eel, it's the way you feel.
Can you send me some sugar, cat? Thank you, cat. I shall send you the dough. Honey, if he's sending $1 million, look, we're going to send you some more than lemonade, baby.
With the lemonade, I will send it. Action. You got all the sugar you want.
Hit us up. Bye.